Chapter 4 Adamat took a carriage straight home from Skyline, driven by one of Tamas's soldiers. It was a long journey, accompanied only by his worries and self-doubts as the driver navigated the quiet night streets of Adro. Adamat silently wished they could go faster. It didn't help. The eastern sky had begun to lighten when he leapt from the carriage and pushed through the old gate and past his small garden to his front door. He fumbled with his keys, dropping them once, before he stopped to take a deep breath. He'd seen worse than this, he told himself. It would be no worse than the riots in Octosane. He jammed the key in the lock and twisted, the rusted metal squeaking as he half-pushed, half-kicked the door open. He took the stairs two at a time to the second floor and thumped each door as he ran down the hallway. He reached his own room and threw open the door. "Fay," he said. His wife lifted her head from the pillow and regarded him by the light of a low-burning lamp. The shadows moved across her face, darkened by a halo of black, curly hair.
"What hour is it?" she asked.
"Sometime after 5 o'clock," Adamat said.
He turned the lamp up and threw the covers back.
"Get up. You're going to the house in Offendale."
Fay clutched the covers to her chest.
"What's gotten into you? What house in Offendale?"
"The one we bought when I first entered the force, in case there was ever danger to you and the children."
Fay sat up.
"I thought we sold that house. Adamat? What's happened?"
A note of worry entered her voice.
"Is this about the Laurent family, or a new case?"
The Laurent family had hired him to look into the checkered past of their youngest daughter's suitor. The whole affair had ended badly when he was forced to expose the man as a fraud.
"No, not the Laurent case. Bigger than that."
Adamat turned at the soft footfalls in the hall.
"Astrid,"
he said softly. His youngest daughter held a frayed, stuffed dog under one arm. She wore her nightgown and an old pair of Faye's slippers that were several sizes too big, and in the dim light she looked like a miniature version of her mother. She tilted her head.